You are listening to the From Scratch Body. I'm Liv, and I believe that when we make our own food from base ingredients, our bodies will thank us. I want to help you with the skills, the knowledge, and most importantly, the confidence you need to make food at home in your own kitchen on your terms to fit your body. So every week, I share a health topic or a recipe or both, which will take you on a journey to effortless cooking step by step. And you can always find the topics and recipes in writing on my website, thefromscratchbody.com. Welcome back to the From Scratch Body. My mind is clearly on serving styles and how to make things efficient in the kitchen and when serving up food for yourself and your family or the people you live with. It's on my mind because I'm now in a family rather than just in a couple, and time being so limited, I think that, you know, these things are really important to not take away the joy of actually cooking in the first place. So I really want to share those thoughts with you and hope that I can help you find a way of continuing to cook from scratch, but just making it really easy for yourself when you need to. Some Michelin chefs deconstruct, like we talked about in the last episode. Others encourage us to make it even more simple, serve it family style. Here are my thoughts on why I'm going to do a lot more of this going forward. So arguably, serving food family style can also be considered deconstructing, or maybe not constructing anything in the first place, meaning that nothing has to be deconstructed at all. Family style, if you are not sure, means serving up the dish or dishes that you've made on the table, either in serving dishes or even in the pans or dishes in which they were made. Michelin chef Marco Pierre White, whose BBC Maestro course I'm currently watching, really flies the flag for the latter. And his arguments are, keep things simple, that's key, and also, in his words, well, paraphrased, serving up cold food is a great sin. So it kind of saves you time, but it also ensures that the food is served up hot and quickly. I've had a habit of plating up all of my meals for me and my husband for years now, presenting them as beautifully as I can and trying to make the food look its absolute best. I never thought that I had to do that, don't get me wrong, but I started doing it as I was enjoying cooking so much and I wanted to present it in the best way. And then it just became the way I serve up all of our meals. Lately, it has hit me that not only does it add extra work for me to try to plate everything up and present it beautifully, but it also takes away the freedom from the person that you're serving. You know, they don't get to choose their portion size, which can feel awkward if someone isn't able to finish what you made them, even if they do enjoy it. If there are different components to the dish as well, they are likely to want to choose the ratio of different ingredients for themselves. It's very unlikely that everyone around the table, even if it's just two of you, would eat the exact same amount given the choice. Family style can possibly help us finish eating when we are actually full, or as they do in the Blue Zones, finish at 80% fullness. I'm still working on that skill. This may not be the case for all. Having a great big dish of food in front of you that you can come back to, you know, multiple times, it can be hard to resist for some, but more often than not, I think that it can help with portion control. After all, you have to consider other people may also be coming back for seconds, and I think very few people want to be the one scraping the last bit of food out of the dish when there's a chance that somebody else also wanted more. For those of us with kids, I think that family style can be a brilliant way of encouraging following their own feeling of hunger and making good choices for themselves. And of course, children want and need to have autonomy, and this is a great way of offering them that instead of deciding that this is what's on your plate and this is what you're having. I really believe that this way of serving is much more social as well. It can get you talking more over the dinner table, interacting with each other, and also possibly appreciating the connection between the kitchen prep and the final result in front of you, because the distance is smaller when you see it kind of served up, especially if it's in the pan that it was made in. There's just that tiny bit more activity related to the eating as well, which makes you connect properly with the food instead of just gobbling it up. For the person who actually made the meal, it certainly saves you lots of time in plating up. There's no denying that, without really taking away any of the joy of cooking. So, you know, what's not to love about that? And a last brilliant benefit, it's very likely to minimise food waste, because if some was just left in the main serving dish, it's much more likely to be kept as leftovers rather than if you bring all the plates into the kitchen and you go, oh, whose leftovers were these? And you kind of just chuck them away. So I think it's definitely encouraging saving leftovers as well. And we are all about that. So maybe not all meals are ideal for family style, but if you find yourself a bit stressed as the meal is getting ready to serve up because you're doing individual plates every time, do give it a try and let me know if you prefer it or not in the comments on my website, or you can message me on Instagram, or you can email me at live@thefromscratchbody.com. I want to recommend a couple of things that are perfect to serve family style. For example, my carbonara. Carbonara is so quick to begin with, so easy. And if you serve it family style as well, it's a really quick dish to get on the table. So you can check that out on my website. If you want a bit of lamb, and it's also kind of a bit chilly and windy and cold where you are, where I live right now is windy and rainy and cold. Why don't you try my lamb stew? It's on my YouTube channel, a really quick video. If you have a pressure cooker, this is kind of what that recipe is made for. But even if you don't have a pressure cooker, you can still use the exact same recipe. You just need to cook it for longer in the oven. So check out my lamb stew on YouTube as well. And there are tons of other dinner recipes on my website that would be perfect for family style. I'll be back next week. Have a lovely week. Until I see you next. Thank you for listening to this week's episode. There are tons of recipes for you to try on my website, my YouTube channel, and also on social media channels. Just search for the From Scratch Body and you'll find me. Save useful topics and inspiration for the future, and try to have fun and experiment when you cook at home. And remember, cook from scratch and your body will thank you. I'll catch you next week.